Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly deadly yarn here on National Talk Black, the voice for our people and the yarning circle it is. So do add to the conversation. It's 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM, Bumbibrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. You can have your say by yarning with us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarning with yours truly, the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for National Talk Black and 1 hour program, so do add to the conversation. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black and have your say. All right, increase in family incidents. Sorry, increase in family incidents shows desperate need for perpetrators to reach out for support, says No to Violence. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Jackie Watt, CEO of No to Violence, and talk about the situation. Jackie, very good morning. How are you? Jackie's not there. We'll try and get Jackie back on the airways and have that yarn. Lost her there, yarn up strong there with Jackie Watt, and talk about the increase in family violence show desperate need for perpetrators to reach out. So a way of supporting perpetrators in the situation that they're in. There's no excuse for violence, family violence, and we need a space to help mainly men in that situation. So that's a very important conversation. National Talk Black, I said, 1 hour program and goes across the nation. Thanks, NERS. We'll try again with Jackie Watt. Jackie there, good morning.
Hello, Trevor. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Jackie, where are you based? Where are you situated?
Now, I'm on Wurundjeri land, Trevor. I'm in Gisborne, halfway between Melbourne and Bendigo.
Okay. Look, so No to Violence, increase in family incidents shows desperate need for perpetrators to reach out for support. So No to Violence, an organisation, well, reaching out for perpetrators, mainly men in this situation, to have better thoughts and better ideas and better actions, yes?
Yeah, that's right, Trevor. And look, before I start, I would like to acknowledge that I am on the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation.
Yes.
And I wish to acknowledge all elders and the fact that the land is Aboriginal land, always is, always will be. We are broadly based in Victoria, but we do have also staff based in New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we work across the whole of Australia to do three things, essentially. One is to encourage men to reach out through our telephone call centre to actually talk to someone about their use of violence.
Mm.
We come from the viewpoint that the use of violence is always a choice.
Yes.
And that people can make a different choice with the right information and the right support. So our 1-300-766-491 number is available to any man, anywhere in Australia, any day of the week, and you will be received by a trained counsellor available. And there are also services in Queensland, and also there is an Aboriginal men's telephone service as well. I can give you the details for that.
Okay, so look, a very important space, and like I said, when we talk about our men out there who commit family violence, sometimes, well, they're not in their own mind, are they, when they're acting a lot of the times? And so it's a sickness, you could say, and sick people need help, yes?
Absolutely. Now, our view is that men need support to make a different choice, and particularly in the experience of remote and rural communities in Australia, there are a whole number of factors that impact, as you obviously know, Trevor, into what causes violence, what sustains it, what stops it from being able to be shifted. So all of these things are important, but it begins with a man taking that step to make that call to his brother or his colleague or to his comrade, to his community, to say, look, I am doing this stuff and it's not okay. I'm harming my family, I'm harming my children, I'm harming myself, and I need to find a different way of doing something different.
Well, it's just like a person with an alcohol problem. They go to AA, for example. There's agencies out there can help people, whether it be drug problem, what have you. So now we have a violence problem, so to speak. So that is a bad addiction, you could say, but that they need help, yes?
They absolutely need help, and that's what we're here for. And we also know that in Queensland you have the DV Connect men's line.
Yep.
On 1-800-600-636. And in Victoria we have an Aboriginal main service called Dardi Manwaro, and they have a phone line as well. So there's a range of different ways that people can access the help that they need to even just begin the conversation.
Exactly.
Trevor, I think that's you know, every big journey begins with a one small step.
Yes.
And even just beginning the conversation can be in a way of interrupting people's thought patterns, because what we experience with mine is they have thoughts, what we call thought stacking, and they go round and round, and then violence becomes the thing that they use to in a sense exploit that situation, and that doesn't help anybody.
Can you tell us some of your success stories, Jackie, in helping our brothers out there, please?
So I wish we could tell you more about your brothers and where you're based. We work with DV Connect, which is based in Brisbane, and we also have a project. Actually, we've been working with people in Cairns and up in Cowan to help communities have conversations about this, because again, we realise everything starts with a conversation.
Yes.
And we've also been doing some training up there with people who work in the space in Aboriginal organisations. So that's a project that's nearing completion, actually. But if people want to find out more about it, or if you want to find out more about it, I've got my colleague Kylie, who's actually based in WA, but again, she works across this national project. She could come and talk to you about some of the things that she's learned and with communities about what works and what doesn't work, and you know, what specific communities need that might be different to how, you know, cities are different to towns, are different to rural, you know, our Aboriginal peoples, our First Nations peoples need a lot of care and support and help with this issue. So we just want to make sure we do the right thing, and we'll be guided by yourselves and elders and others in the community to help us understand what's the best thing that we can do to support you to help address this.
Like, so we probably can use the so-called phrase they're using with COVID-19, we are all in this together, and it's about reaching out and supporting our sick brothers out there in regard to the tool they're using, violence, which has got to be, stand up and stamp it out. We need to say no to it, and it's great to have no to violence at the table. So I thank you very much for sharing, Jackie, and all the best to your team and your family in the space we're living in at the moment, sister.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Happy to come and talk any time or offer you thoughts about how you can share this story more widely as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie. All the best. Bye-bye.
Respect. All the best. Bye.
Deadly young there. Jackie Watt, her name is CEO, No to Violence. Increase in family incidents shows desperate need for perpetrators to reach out for support, says No to Violence. And so the message out there to our brothers out there, feeling that way inclined, and you are a perpetrator, look, you need help, and you need to love and respect our women, our children, and we have No to Violence to support you there. So do make that call and add to the conversation, and it all starts with a conversation, as the CEO of No to Violence, Jackie Watt, stated. So have your say, Yarn Strong, add to the conversation here. You can start here on National Talk Black with that yarn, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from McCurry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns as BBM Bunbury Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give the Murray call, let's have a yarn, you mob, 1-800-422-416. Thank you.
our world all to pieces. Now, Mother, the world is dying slow. She won't survive, she can't go on living. With destructions to all life forms. And look above me at a star that twinkles brightly in the sky. When a streak of light fell from the heavens, a teardrop falling from my mother's eye. Yes, I know how much we'd all. Struggling very hard to stay alive. So let's all unite and put her back together. So our children and their children can survive.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, to Daily Welcome Black to your daily program, National Talk Black. And a big shout out there, Jared Harbrow. Thank you very much. And the his brother, Mark Harbrow, mentor. Check those brothers out, inspiring our young brothers in regarding a deadly life. So Harbrow, mentor, fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brothers 045-714-0550. The brothers of Baldy and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time. We've got about 35 minutes left on program. Add to the conversation. Also check out our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM, and you can see all our podcasts, all our photos, all our yarns. And a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across the country. Too Deadly, we are Beautiful Black Network, and delivering all the beautiful music and yarns and stories about our mob and who we are and our existence in the 21st century on this big island. We the First Nation people, 60,000 years, ain't going nowhere. Have your say and yarn up strong. Fantastic. We are still in a pandemic, you mob, so please abide by the rules. The only medicine we have for this, the vaccine for this pandemic, for this virus. So it's continually washing your hands, 1.5 metres away from each other. Let's not go be laxy-daisy. We are not out of the woods just yet with this pandemic, so please abide by the rules. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Catch up very soon, have a yarn with Joanne Horton, her name is, business owner, manager of Creative Consulting, as it is Indigenous Business Month, and we want to talk about black people in business. We are business people, we just happen to be black, too deadly. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Willie Brim, Damara and Gudula, and a big shout out to the Japakai mob. And Willie Brim, hope you're well, brother.
Come sailing from the north, coming down by raft, past this place you know called Goyoala. Goyoala, 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 Goyoala. Coming down Wangetti Way, Wangjungeng, where they gonna play? Yes, with the law. Coming up Barron River, bringing laws to the people. Jabakanje, Yerakanje, Borwanje, Yakalai, Yakalai. Yes, I see. I want to be just like who you are. Don't want to be just like the Maori. I want to watch this world go floating by, floating by. Come on, come on. Sitting on the banks was Guyala. It was to make that fire rise higher and higher. Hey Damari, don't you stand, I want you to give me a hand. We gonna make this fire rise higher. Come on. Bury the name, bury the name. Bury the name, bury the name. Bury the name, bury the name. Bury the name. Just like who you are, don't want to be just like the Maori. I want to fly high in the sky and watch this world. Just like the Maori, I want to fly high in the sky and watch this world go.
Peter Woman, Tom Gertz here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Call that number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, beginning of the month, kicking off Indigenous Business Month. And this year they're focusing on how business owners have needed to invigorate, build or maintain. And look, we have some beautiful, amazing Indigenous business owners from across the country who can share their experiences and challenges pivoting or adapting their business during 2020. These stories are important to help motivate others and keep our Indigenous business sector strong. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Sister Joanne Horton, business owner, manager of creative and consulting. On the line, we have Joanne. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
Feeling fantastic, actually.
Good. Too deadly, my sister. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, sis.
So from Yarrabah, historically, not traditionally. A lot of my mob come from Roper River and Rossville areas up in the Cape. So our family, you know, we're removed, stolen generation. So
yes.
We spent majority of our... Well, pretty much all of our lives, the last eight generations of my family have lived and grown up in Yarrabah, so that's my home.
Beautiful. Thank you, my sister. Look, a black businesswoman you are, so tell us about creative consulting, please, my sister.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that today's interview falls on this specific day, one, because it's Indigenous Business Month, but
yes.
Actually the last time I spoke to you guys on the radio, it was 5th of July last year at the NAIDOC in the park here in Cairns, and I'm not too sure if I'm allowed to say her name, but our dear auntie who passed over interviewed me on that day, and that was the start of the business, creative consulting as we know it today.
Well, we can say a beautiful auntie. I think you're talking about Auntie Evelyn, and with us in spirit,
yeah.
And love her dearly, miss her dearly. So you had the honour of her interviewing you, is that right?
Absolutely,
yeah.
She was a beautiful soul. So she interviewed me last year when I was just starting out.
Good.
That was my last interview with BBM then, and today is quite significant because today I've gone from business owner / manager to managing director. So we've transitioned to a company model, and that starts
good.
Today.
So tell us about creative consulting and what do you actually do there, Joanne?
Yeah, so creative consulting was started as a result of conversations that I'd had with community members in Yarrabah around culturally appropriate and responsive service delivery in the National Disability Insurance Scheme, that space. So we work with people with disabilities, so psychosocial, meaning mental health concerns,
yes.
Intellectual disabilities and physical disabilities to get access to services and supports that they need to... just live, you know, the life that they choose for themselves.
Sure.
Not the one that people choose for them.
Exactly.
So
beautiful. You must be an extension to NDIS.
Our day-to-day business is literally coordinating the supports of Aboriginal people, not specifically. So our service is open to other people from other cultural backgrounds as
yep.
well.
Yep.
But we have predominantly Aboriginal clients, and I love that because that's who we are, and we certainly do look to... encourage others to get into that space. So I guess one of the biggest things that we're looking at the moment, apart from NDIS support coordination,
yes.
is we're doing a lot of work with people who, you know, our mob, we've been looking after our own mob for a long time, and we've been doing that in our way, and whatever our way looks like. So cultures can be different across communities, but also within families and, you know, individuals and the way that they work with people. So we found a lot of... the services that were out there or that are out there currently, you know, they can be great, but not as flexible and not as responsive as independents. Mm. And I started out and I'm still an independent in this space. I don't come under any major organisation. It was a business that I started myself that's now transitioned to that company model. And we want to support our own mob to step out and step up and start their own businesses in this industry to continue supporting our mob. But in that, it's not just about that cultural responsiveness. It's about, you know, increasing economic opportunities for people where they thought maybe an opportunity didn't exist previously.
Build it and they will come is the old phrase.
Does that make
right?
sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Support workers going in and supporting people in the home.
Yes.
You know, taking them out to do their shopping, taking them to doctor's appointments, things like that.
Yeah, fantastic. Can you hear me, Joanne? I think you can. I'm hearing you. I'll try and get Joanne back online. Joanne Horton, her name is, business owner, manager of Creative Consulting, and the business that they the service that they provide is helping people with disability, male, female, black and white. So look, fantastic, and we'll try and get it back online. Continue that conversation. Indigenous Business Month has just kicked off, and we're just acknowledging black people in business, no matter what industry and what form, and we'll be yarning with. Black people to motivate and inspire other people to be in business and to organisations out there, especially government organisations, black organisations. If you're looking at expanding your business and looking for services, check with First Nation people who are in business. That's a great way to support people in business. We'll try again with Joanne. Joanne, you there, sis?
Yeah, I'm not too sure what happened.
No,
there.
I picked up everything you said. Powerful. Yeah, can you hear me there?
I can.
Fantastic. Yeah, I picked up everything you were saying. Fantastic. And description of your business and the creative consulting and fantastic working in the space of helping people with disability, black and white and male and female. So, look, fantastic. Enjoying that journey and that there's a space there, you know, and they say finding the wants and needs for the people and fulfill that want and need and you've got a business. And that's exactly what you're doing, Joanne.
Oh, 100%. There's such a great need and there's so many opportunities, and that's a part of what we do is trying to highlight those opportunities for our mob so that they can step out into that space as well and start their own businesses, supporting our mob and doing it the right way.
And look, you mentioned NDIS and look, a fantastic organisation that is. So they would appreciate someone like you in business and they extend their services through you would be the case, yes?
Yeah, so that's where we get our referrals from, is directly from the NDIS or the community partners, so through Mission Australia, local area coordinators, and early childhood, early intervention coordinators and NDIS planners. So people can self-refer. All they have to do is let the NDIS know that they want to come through creative consulting for their support coordination, and we get the referral directly from the government.
Fantastic. And what areas do you work in? Are you based in Yarrabah, are you?
I think I might have lost you again.
Yeah, Joanne,
I don't know if you can hear me.
We'll try and get her back there. It's annoying, but we'll get through this. Yarn with Joanne Horton, her diddly business, creative consulting, business owner, manager, and talking about her daily business and the services she can provide for people with disability. Like I said, black or white man or woman, and fantastic. Works closely with NDIS, and they saying if you wish to have services by Joanne, you can contact her direct and all, let NDIS know the situation. Joanne, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, gremlin on the phone. They're testing us here, but it's all good, sister. We business people, we understand, you know. We'll go through the highs and lows.
This is actually the perfect example of something I'd like to highlight is that we do mobile service delivery. So we take the services out to the people because nothing beats face-to-face.
Exactly. And that was my question before we lost each other. So are you based in Cairns or Yarrabah?
So based in Cairns, we have an office getting set up in Yarrabah, but that's where I started, was in Yarrabah.
Cool. Okay.
But we do have an office in Cairns here at Parramatta Park. Currently potentially looking for another office space, an accessible office space, but also looking for sponsorship opportunities for if anyone wants to come and have a chat with me about what we do in that community development space around supporting people. We're open to conversations around all of that as well.
Yes.
But we have a website, creativeconsult.online. And there's a Facebook page as well where you can see that's the Facebook page is probably updated more than the website at this stage.
Sure, but use the Facebook page. And that's Creative Consult online?
Yep.
Yes, fantastic. Yep. And so, look, face-to-face, so you go to the people. And which area you work here, Cairns and District, or do you travel to the Cape?
Yeah, so we actually just recently started travelling to the Cape. We got our first referrals from up there about 6 or 7 weeks ago and, yeah, now have a nice little client base. And, you know, my commitment to people in the Cape is definitely monthly visits into the communities, and I like to go out and do that myself. I'm very hands-on as far as getting out there and talking to people and explaining what the National Disability Insurance Scheme is all about and, you know, how we can support them to access support, you know, services and support through that scheme.
Beautiful. Joanne, how many you got on board? How many in your team?
We have currently 4 support coordinators, an executive assistant, myself, and we've got a handful of our community liaison officers.
Cool.
So everyone basically works casual. We don't get block funding or anything for this. I've never applied for a grant. I've never applied for any kind of business loan.
MYOB, mind your own business.
Exactly.
Too deadly.
But, you know, we're looking to change that. I am looking to start a not-for-profit side to the business, and that's around the community development, so supporting people in that industry of getting out there and starting their own business.
No, I love the space you're working in. Very important, like I said, finding a need and want in that space, and a business is created, a part of Punt Creative Consulting. So fantastic, my sister! Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully the support will come your way, and build it, and they will come. They say.
Well, that's it, eh? And word of mouth. But you know, before I go, I want to give a shout out to BBM. You guys do fantastic work. Love
Thank
listening
you,
to your radio station, and also to 33 Creative in Sydney who are a marketing company, and they've been awesome, like even linking me up with this interview today. We did a photo shoot for them recently for the NDIS, and it was a great opportunity, so I just want to give them a shout out as well.
Beautiful.
Another
it's all about marketing, and that's what is fantastic, and marketing products. So that marketing company is a Indigenous company as well, you mentioned, yep.
Yeah, they are. To be honest, I don't know too much about them, but they were pointed out to me by a fellow in Cairns here that I know that I used to work with, also from Yarrabah, Chris Kavanagh. Shout out to you.
Chris.
He was the one that nominated my business to work with 33 Creative.
The Murray Grapevine, it works, doesn't it?
Hey, that's how it goes.
Too deadly, my sister.
You know, people watch you and they watch your work, and if you're doing well, they're gonna
exactly
toot your horn for you. You don't need to do it for yourself, so. Yeah.
Exactly. Too deadly, my sister. Thank you very much. All the best to you, Black businesswoman. Keep doing what you're doing, sis.
Thanks, heaps. Appreciate it. Have a fantastic week.
You too. Bye, Joanne. Adelie Yande, Joanne Horton, her name is, business owner, manager of Creative Consulting. So check her business out on Facebook as well, Creative Consult, and fantastic, and her webpage as well, creativeconsult.online. So that's her webpage, but more so her Facebook page. So if you're looking for her services or looking at offering support, by all means, Black people in business, we need more Black successes out there in the business world. As I said, we are business people, just happen to be Black. Have you say, Yann Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time. Got about 14 minutes, you mob, squeezing the yarn. Too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
As my eyes shut, the slideshow begins. Yesterday is gone now, and panic sets in. With a weight upon my chest and a ghost upon my back, and the numbing sensation of everything I lack that leaves me dreaming, dreaming, dreaming. You're real. World away, and beautiful. disappointing. The days come so soon while the rest of the world greets the day and feels new. I will push.
A late morning lullaby here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That's Brandy Carley on your daily program here, National Talk Black. Have you say, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. We've got to call on the line. We've got Marshall. Marshall, good morning.
Morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Where are you calling from, Marshall?
Brisbane.
Brisbane. All right, good one, brother. What are you and Yana about?
Just calling about the Indigenous Business Month.
Yes, fantastic.
Do the state government still have the awards for the Indigenous businesses?
Yes, I believe they do. Yes, yes. Are you Indigenous, Marshall?
No, I'm not.
Okay, bro. So you're interested in Indigenous people in business, yes?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know quite a few Indigenous business people from Lockhart River, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, so you're based in Brisbane. Have you been up that way? Have you been to Cape?
I spent 18 years in Lockhart River.
Okay, rightio, Marshall. Fantastic. And what sort of business you come across?
Well, you got the car hire companies up there, and you've got the roadwork companies and so forth. And also the one of the things that I just wanted to highlight, just listening to your previous caller there,
yeah,
is that it's very important that the state government use that local buy to support local Indigenous businesses as well. And I was just curious to know how that's all going in the sense of buy local through the state government purchasing policy and so forth, and whether they are actually supporting the local Indigenous people and the nominations and so forth that are going out, and whether we are able to nominate local Indigenous businesses for the awards this year.
Yeah, and I believe there is awards happening. It happens every year. I'll find out who the contacts are and how they go about that regarding nominations. And it's great to see that, they were at the table as black people in business. So when there is a government contract there, that black people can put in a tender for those contracts, you know, and be recognised and hopefully be successful in the application, yes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's very important, and I know my time up in the Cape, and a lot of the Indigenous business owners, machineries and so forth,
yes,
getting machinery and getting contracts on the roads with their local councils and
exactly,
also the state, and that's very important, and it's good to see that the government is supporting that still.
Yeah, no, it is very important, and like I said, we are just, you know, we're business people, happen to be black. That's all we're doing, and we can provide the same service and professional service in all industries. So the doors are open, so to speak. Yes.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, it wasn't just confined to Lockhart, but it's going all the way, right the way through to Bemiger and so forth, especially on the roadworks in the Cape and within their own local shires and. And it's all credit to those business owners that are able to go and buy those heavy machines and put those machines to use and be awarded those very lucrative contracts that are available, especially when it comes to roadworks and after the cyclone seasons and so forth up there, and the roads to recovery project money and all that sort of stuff. It's great to see that they're being supported.
Well, exactly, and like I said, it opens the door for our mob in business. And in answer to your question, yeah, Indigenous Business Month, they provide opportunities for black people in business, and they have a contact as well in a Facebook page, and you can contact them and nominate and make that happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely, and I just wanted to, give them all my encouragement and put their names forward and
yes,
put their businesses forward and get their businesses known and recognised, and they can certainly provide the same service, if not equal to better
as
than
non-Indigenous. That's right, exactly.
Yeah, well, bringing in contractors from the outside, especially when they've got community people that are running their own enterprises, and
yes,
they should be supported, and rather than bringing in the outside contractors and awarding those contracts to those lucrative contracts to outsiders.
Yeah.
And it's costing not only the communities money, but it's also costing the Indigenous business owner money as well because they're not winning the contract. So it's good.
And they get the contract that keeps the money in the community as well, you know, and provides job opportunities, all the above, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. I'm well aware of businesses in Lockhart that have won lucrative contracts and they've employed their own local people to drive those machines, giving them the training and so forth. And, yeah, it's great. Everybody wins. It's a win-win situation, especially keeping those contracts local.
Exactly. The old phrase, high tide rises all ships, and getting it together together. Thank you for your input there, Marshall, and fantastic to give a shout-out there to Black People in Business, brother.
Not a problem at all.
You take care, Marshall. Have a great day.
Good work. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, mate. Beautiful yarn there. Marshall calling from Brisbane and non-Indigenous brother, and he talked about, well, he was up in the Cape there, Lockhart, for many years, and he's all thumbs up for Black people in business, and hopefully government can have opportunities for people in business, Black people in business, to put a tender in for different contracts and what have you, and supporting local people in business, especially in communities, and providing job opportunities as well. So all the above, fantastic story. Success stories is what we're looking for. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn in here on the daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn in with the Bully Man, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right through to 12 noon Queensland time. About 5 minutes left in the program. We've got Selwyn. Selwyn, good morning.
Oh, good morning, brother.
Yes.
If I had a chance to be a Gordon Ramsay, I'm just myself, I'd be a Gordon Ramsay. But I'm satisfied just using the F word with the N. And for that, brother, what a lovely story, Joanne, brother.
Yeah, deadly story. Beautiful story, Joanne, yes.
It's a deadly story, brother. Yeah, good. I loved it. And big shout out to the Yarrabah mob and the Rossville mob. Yeah. You know, brother, I like that, brother. And I really love that story. Thank you very much, brother. I just want to add the corner.
Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. Thank you, brother. Too deadly. Yes, beautiful. So I got thumbs up at the successful story I had with Joanne Horton, a Black woman in business, and because it is Indigenous Business Month, and that's why that story came about. And to all our mob out there in business, too deadly. Whether you're painting didgeridoos, or whether you're driving machinery, or whether you're pole dancing, whatever you're doing, too deadly. Black people in business, fantastic, and it is great to see. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Long time ago, long time ago, long time ago, we grinned and come like a mic and dream. Long time ago, rain and gum lang am I gandry. Whipping up no mangare.
Yeah, long time ago. Peter Brandy, we just got someone back on the line. Someone, you there?
Yeah, brother, I forgot to say.
Yes.
The beauty of it, brother, she's not getting any government funding, but she got it on her own back.
Well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much. Yeah, good point there. We're talking about Joanne Horton, manager of and business owner of Creative Consulting. And, she started out with her own funds, own money, no government handout, like I said, entrepreneur. So fantastic. Good statement there. Selwyn, here your daily program, National Talk Black. But look, it's come to the time. Murray, going to sign off here, your mob. I thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And the deadly program is a one-hour program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation radio station here in Cairns. A voice for our people, do utilise it and support all our First Nation radio stations around the country. Put your music there, have your say, Yarn Up Strong, tell your stories. That's what it's all about. And we are leading the way in the 21st century with Deadly Yarns on Murray Radio. Too deadly. Murray going to sign off. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in the pandemic, you mob. Abide by the rules.
She don't care about my car, and she don't care about my money, and that's real good, cause I don't got a lot to spend. But if I did, it wouldn't mean nothing. She likes me for me, not because I look like Tyson Beckford with the charm of Robert Redford oozing out my ears. But what she sees
collection of DVDs. Things like that just never mattered much to her. Plus, she don't watch too much TV. And she don't care that I can fly her to places she ain't never been. If she really wants to go,